From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Bible study. I will be returning to Mark chapter 13 and the verses 7 through to 13 in our program this morning. And how relevant are these words of Christ contained in the verses? But first, let's have some music. In a moment, I'm going to play the old-fashioned Revival Hour quartet singing, Stand Up for Jesus. Just before that, may I invite you to tune in again tonight at 9 o'clock to our evening program, when I will be reading a further extract from Alan Thom's book, I Will Come Again, an introduction to the study of prophecy. Requests are starting to come in for this book. I hope that you send for your free copy. I'll also be continuing our gospel study of Christ on trial before his enemies. So please, make a point of joining with us at 9 o'clock tonight. Now here's the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet singing Stand Up for Jesus.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall be lead. Till every fall is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. For through the mighty conflict, in this his glorious day, ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger, and strength to strength oppose.
Will you turn with me now, please, to Mark chapter 13? As I said, we're going to read verses 7 through to the end of verse 13. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumours of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places. And there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils. And in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. and the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son. The children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. May God bless his word to our hearts. I wish to entitle our study today, War, Persecution, Treachery, and Endurance. The verses I have just read describe for us the general character of the age in which we are presently living. Not until verse 14 do we come to specific references by the Saviour to the events leading up to his return. So, generally speaking, the age which began with Christ ascending to heaven and which will end with his return from heaven will feature certain characteristics. Notice what they are. First of all, upheaval and unrest. We know that today there is hardly a news bulletin which does not have a report of a war and battle in some part of the world. It was ever the same. It just seems worse today because of the means we have of hearing about events in the other end of the world, even as those events are taking place. The word rumour, in verse 7, simply means reports. Does that not teach us something very important? Man is very busy in seeking world peace. Back at the beginning of the 20th century, following the First World War, the League of Nations was founded, and it, men promised, would bring peace to the world. That was followed by World War II. Following the end of World War II, the United Nations was formed. It adopted as its slogan a verse from Isaiah the prophet: "They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more." Isaiah 2:4. The words spoken by Isaiah refer to Christ's millennium kingdom of peace on earth, and it was very highly presumptuous of the founders of the United Nations to intimate that they would bring about that peace which only the Prince of Peace can initiate. The years since the end of World War II and the founding of the United Nations have shown how foolish was such a claim, for we have had nothing but conflict and war. We have had the Korean War, the Vietnam War, conflicts in various African countries, the numerous outbreaks of war in the Middle East between Israel and her Arab neighbours. We have had wars in Europe, such as those in Croatia and Bosnia. We have had the Iran-Iraq War. How many wars have I not mentioned? We have had the Gulf War, and presently 1 million Indian and Pakistani troops face each other over the issue of Kashmir. Men are right to seek peace, but are wrong to think they can achieve universal peace. That will not take place until Christ returns. This is an age of war and conflict. In consequence, there will be famine and troubles, as stated in verse 8. It will be an age in which the earth will signal its unstable condition. There shall be earthquakes in divers places. Verse 8. Paul speaks of this as the birth groans of creation. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Romans 8:22. The natural creation longs for the day of the Lord, when it will be delivered from the curse under which man's sin placed it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Genesis 3:17. This is an age in which humanity is in unceasing turmoil, and the creation groans. Secondly, persecution of the gospel will characterize this age. In verses 9 to 12, this is told to us. Many think that persecution ceased some centuries ago. That is not so. Throughout the world, there are those who espouse no political cause and who seek only the good of the country to which they are native, but still they are persecuted, and that for believing the Bible and seeking to share its good news with their neighbours. There is not one of the five continents in which the gospel of Christ is not persecuted today, at this very moment. And so it will continue until the end of this age and the return of Christ. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 13. Thirdly, treachery features in this age. The sinful heart of man makes him act in a treacherous manner. Judas the traitor illustrates what I mean. It was the hatred of Christ and his word that caused him to act as he did and join forces with those who hated the Saviour. For a time he mingled with the true disciples, but eventually he showed his true colours and revealed just what the heart of man is capable of. The spirit of Judas will continue throughout this age. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. Verse 12. Paul spoke of this spirit in 2 Timothy chapter 3, the verses 1 to 5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despising of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Fourthly, this is an age in which Christians must show endurance. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 13. The true Christian is called upon to endure. The word means patiently bear. The Christian will have to bear patiently the opposition of this world throughout this age, right up until the end. This age is not going to get better, but rather it will get worse, as the next section of this chapter shows, and at which we hope to look next week. The world will continue in its wicked rejection of Christ right up until Christ returns and the child of God is required to stand up for Jesus in the midst of that opposition. May the Lord help us to be faithful to him. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.